Okay, questions. Mike up front.
Paul, to have Brian Little be the one that scores the winner. Obviously, tough start for him to this year with the injury. What's it like when you get the payoff and it's Brian Little of all guys that is doing it?
Two guys tonight, Josh Morrissey and Brian Little, such important people in our room, character guys, the guys that team first all the time, great leaders. So they get to keep this families here. So they get to kind of share that with them after. Those are the people that should enjoy a game like today.
And in that sense, can a win on this stage, in the way that you win the game, can it be more than just one win and 2 points? Obviously, you can't necessarily.
Well,
we're gonna
try to leverage it in that way, right? The bench was great. It gets to keep the idea that it can come back. We have already in games in Jersey. The style of offense changed a little bit. We got a little harder to the net. We've been preaching that pretty hard for a while. So there's some really good things from a coach's point of view.
Up front on the left here, Ken.
Paul, just from a timing perspective, why put Josh back with the top unit when you did?
Because we need a shooter. We need a guy to shoot. And I felt comfortable saying that directly to Josh, that we wanted him to shoot that puck. So he tried it, got it blocked, and credit to him, he had the courage to go back and do it again after the first one got blocked. But it needed to be him, because they take away Wheeler and they're taking away Liney so hard that the shot has to come, and I just thought that he could carry the responsibility. This is a big power play at that point. We've got nothing to show for it. The game is going to be a penalty kill and a power play if we don't score. So there was some pressure to it. So Josh was the right man to carry that pressure.
And what was the explanation on the challenge?
Yeah. So I'll answer a question that you didn't ask. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking this thing might be a high stick. And the TV is set on our bench so that it's not behind the bench, all the players, and they're losing their minds because clearly it's a high stick in their feeling. I'm making that call all day long just because I wouldn't have got off the bench. Right? That had me in a tape ball in the corner. So I did what I thought was right.
Stay on the left side.
Common theme yesterday leading up to things both sides are talking about, executing a good, simple game given the conditions. How did you feel you guys executed in that regard, and what kind of challenges were there?
I thought fairly early on all the game plans went out the window. This was as, and I've been to a couple, kind of worked in the media on a couple, coached in two. The conditions here were spectacular. They really, really were. The ice was fantastic, but there's snow on it because it's snowing out. That's the way that goes. So and an outdoor game, when you flip the puck in the air, you lose sight of it once it clears the dasher. So it got to be a shinny game after that. But there was so much kind of unknown on where the puck was going to bounce, where it was going. At least it was exciting from bench level. I don't know how you guys felt, but we had no idea what was going on out there, which kind of made it fun until we got down.
Then
it was bullshit, right? After that, and
Time for two more. Eric in the middle.
Just given the scene and the outcome, how much do you think this measured up as a classic game?
I've been lucky, right? The one in Winnipeg was brilliant. This one, sometimes you need to kind of get the best seat is right behind the bench, right? Because you get to kind of see it all, right? And the fireworks are going off and those jets come over and Eric O'Canada's just done and it's snowing out like I'd said earlier, that you just needed Santa and the reindeer blasting over, and it would have been like the perfect scene, right? It's about the only thing that could have topped that one, just a drive-by. It was really good, is what I'm trying to say. Really good.
Last one, back right.
Paul, yesterday you said you wanted to give the fans something to cheer about.
Right.
This is the first NHL game, regular season, ever played in Saskatchewan. Did you ever look around and get a sense that we're giving them something and they're really enjoying this here?
So If it had been 5-4, I'd just walk out of here completely happy. Even if, no, we would have had to have the five. We would have had to win that to be happy. But it was great from the time our plane touched down yesterday, right? The guys driving the bus, the people handling the bags, the people at the hotel, the fans that you run into, everybody was in a great mood about this game. So the only, and then I don't know that necessarily in a stadium setting, you can tell how close some of those, like there was actually quite a bit of offense in the game for 0-0. Plays that if the fans are right there, they'd have been, you know, out of their seats on. I hope they had a great time. It was great for us. It was a great event. So I hope the fans enjoyed it as much as we did. I hope there was a good enough show for them. Maybe a couple of fights or something that might have been. We were almost there. Fought the puck for a while.